Isn't it? And I've got a couple thoughts here this morning. I don't know exactly what we'll get to, but my heart's already been blessed this meeting, last evening. I'm thankful to be able to hear one of my heroes preach, Dr. Raymond Barber. And if that was a blessing to you, would you say amen?
Amen.
What a blessing yesterday evening. And then this morning, Brother Gomez. God bless you, Brother Humberto. Thank the Lord. I met him nearly 20 years ago in Mexico, and God's good. And I'm thankful that this is my crowd. And I'm thankful to be around Christian School. God bless you. We have a Christian school there in Lewisburg, and we thank God for that, and all of you young people. We're thankful that you're here this morning. But I'm thankful to be a part of Help Ministries. And I'm thankful for Brother Drake. God bless him. And for many years, one of the privileges of my life, Bethany and I, was to be his assistant in West Virginia for a couple years. That's been now 2000 and 2001. And we thank God for those years, Brother Scotty. Miss Barbara, we love you both. We thank God for you. And Brother Scotty, he'll be 80 here in a few months. And I know he doesn't act like it, but he's going to be. And I think about he and Brother Cham, and I want God to give me liberty to say I believe what's in tune with him. But it's not going to be long, and men like him are going to be moving off the scene. And Brother Cole be filling the gap, and men like him. And the call this morning for all of us is that it's our moment. It's our turn. It's your turn to do what you need to do for God. Young people, the Lord Jesus Christ, He has a wonderful life for you. He has a wonderful spouse for you to meet one day, with a wonderful life, with a beautiful family. If He tarries, is coming. I believe Jesus would come before I say the last amen. But if He tarries, is coming. But the devil has something altogether different. And a life of torment, and a life that will bring no peace and comfort. And but it's the appealing way. It's the road that looks like it's the right way. But I want to encourage you, young people, what you've heard this week, grab a hold of it. May it lodge deep in your heart. And I want us to turn our Bibles this morning, if we could. And I'll just have a few moments. I'll just give you just a quick thought from the Word of God. From Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. And I want to speak to you just a few moments on the fitly framed mission work. What is a fitly framed mission work? What has God given us to do? And I want you to stand with me once you found your place there in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 19. We'll begin our reading there this morning for the sake of time. The Bible says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built up on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth, unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." I want you to notice with me, if you would, in verse 21, the Bible says, "Fitly framed together groweth." Look at that. Fitly framed together groweth. Let's say it together. Fitly framed together groweth. Dear Lord, bless the reading and preaching of God's Word. May it have Thy blessing and Thy touch upon it, and we will thank Thee and praise Thee for it. In Jesus' name, and amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. When I think about the fitly framed mission work, I think about men like Brother Drake and starting Help Ministries, God giving him the vision. And we know we don't glory in men, but we are thankful for men that have allowed the Lord opportunity to use their life. And we're also thankful that not only they're available, make themselves available, but God touches certain people in a special way. And that can be said about Help Ministry. God has touched this ministry in a special way. And as I've traveled all over the world, the last probably 25 mission trips over the last 20 years that I've been on all over the world, I thank God that at the end, after you go through customs, after you get off a plane and go through customs, there's a national pastor there with a smile on their face and the love of God in their heart. And they're greeting God's people from America, and they're excited about having people from the United States of America to come to their country, to their village, to their place of service to encourage them and to help them. And when I think about all of this, I think about a mission work that's fitly framed together. And make no mistake about it. We think about the organization of Help Ministries. I thank God for the wisdom God has given. And I'm thankful for Brother Cole now being the director and stepping in this role. And in order for the work of God to move forward, it must be fitly framed together. Now we think about this matter of being fitly framed together in order for us to grow. The Bible says it groweth when it's fitly framed together. But I think of, first of all, I think about how the Lord, He looks at us and He recognizes us as, you might say in this passage of Scripture in chapter 2 of Ephesians, as a building. As a building. In every building, there is the footing. There is a place where the building will be built. And that footing, we think about a fitly framed mission work, is none other than the grace of God. God's grace. Look at, if you would, in verse number 1. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Look at in verse 12, if you would, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in this world. And we think about the footing of our life, we must first of all think about the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am a hell-deserving sinner. If you got what you deserved, we would spend eternity in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. There's no goodness in me outside of the grace of God. And when I think of God's grace, I think about His goodness. And I think about the footing of Help Ministries. I think about the footing of the Calvary Baptist Church and God's blessing upon every church that's represented here. It all begins with the grace of God. Churches and mission organizations, they're not built on personalities or individuals. They must be built upon the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but by the grace of God we're saved. And I thank God for His grace, unmerited, undeserved favor of God. And the reason we're here today is not because we deserve to be here, not because we're in our tie this morning or have our shoes shine, but the reason we're here today is because of the grace of God. Were it not for the grace of God, we'd be lost and on our way to a devil's hell. But thank God for His goodness. And I love what the Bible says. He has quickened. He's made us alive. And aren't you thankful to be alive? And we think about a fitly framed missions work. I think about the grace of God. Number two, I understand and realize that the foundation, the footing is the grace of God and God's unmerited favor toward us. But the foundation is none other than the person of Jesus Christ. Jonathan Colmer has no message. You have no message. The national pastors have no message. We have no message. Our only message is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Look what the Bible says. But now, verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now I'm thankful for the grace of God, but I'm thankful for the person of Jesus Christ. Turn with me, if you would, over back in your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I think about the person, the foundation of life. And if you think about being fitly framed together, you must have the right footing and you must have the right foundation. And that foundation
is the person of Jesus Christ. Verse 11 of chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. For other foundations can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And I love what the Bible says. This foundation is Jesus Christ. When I think about the message that we have, it's not a message about us. It's not a message about some other country. It's not a message about America. It's a message about a Savior that came and born in a manger. It's about a Savior that came and lived a perfect, sinless life. It's about a Savior that made the blind to see and the deaf to hear. It's about a Savior that came to this earth not to perform all the wonderful miracles that He performed, and we're thankful that we were able to read about those great miracles, but He came to make Himself a sacrifice for sin, and He was nailed to an old rugged cross, undeserving, the spotless Lamb of God, nailed to an old rugged cross. And our message is about the Lord Jesus Christ and His cross, and He didn't pass out on the cross. He died on the cross for you and me. And they took Him down from that cross and they buried Him in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And I'm thankful that He's not there today. I'm thankful that on the third day He arose alive forevermore and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And the foundation of our life and the foundation of Help Ministries must be on the Lord Jesus Christ and His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And now He is our great advocate. And thank God that we come now to the throne, not of judgment or the throne of our good works, but the throne of grace, God's grace. And the foundation of our life is Jesus Christ. The footing is the grace of God. And then think about with me, if you would, quickly, the function of our life. What must we do for the Lord? How do we carry out God's will in our life? Look in our text as I close this morning. The Bible says, "For He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition." Verse 15, the latter part, "For to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace." Verse 16, "That He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." Notice, if you would, in verse 14, 15, and in verse 16, you see that word one. One. So in order to be fitly framed together, you have to have the grace of God. You have to understand we're undeserving. We're undeserving. Then you have to think about the person of Jesus Christ. We have no message. We have absolutely nothing to say that's of any worth to anyone other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the message we have. Rose again on the third day, His gospel. And then we think about the power in which He helps us to function in His work. The function of a fitly framed work, the work of God. Notice what it says, "For we are," verse 10, "for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Look down in verse 22, "In whom ye also are builded together of the habitation." Think about it, if you would. We're here together this morning, and we'll never be like this again. Exactly like this again, together, all of us together, and God has allowed us and afforded us the opportunity to be here, and we thank God for His grace, and we thank God not only for His grace, but we thank God for the person of Jesus Christ, but we thank God for the Holy Spirit of God that lives within us. That's what brings a oneness. That's what helps us, what the Bible says over in the book of Colossians, that we're knit together. We're knit together in the work of God. And when we think about Help Ministries, we think about the work that is being done all over the world. by all these dear national pastors. And I wish every young person that was here, that is here this morning, I wish you could go to another part of the world and see these men on their home turf and corresponding with their churches and their Bible colleges and the people that they work with. What a thrill it is. And that oneness to know that whether I'm in Africa or in Asia or in Mexico or any point in between, wherever I'm at in the world, I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit of God is doing a work and souls are being saved and churches are being planted and the cause of Christ is moving forward. And when I think about Help Ministries, I think about all the churches that have been planted, all the people that have been affected, and I'm just thankful for the Holy Spirit's power in the heart and life of every individual that identifies themselves with Help Ministries and the work of worldwide evangelism. Jesus said, "I've come to seek and to save that which was lost." A fitly framed mission work. It's all about the Lord. It's nothing to do with us. It's all about the power of the Holy Spirit. Living in the power of the Holy Spirit. May God help us, all of us, to show forth that example in our life. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed.